respect for the Word of God and honor and praise God in the reading of His Word, and that we might be able to worship Him. And we hope that you enjoy the Word of God and the goodness of God as we go along. And we want to start today at the very beginning of the Word of God, or the second chapter of Genesis, and talk just a little bit about it, and maybe study together as we realize that in the first chapter, how that the Lord began to make His plans for man and plans for this world as He formed it together as it was void and without shape. Really, the waters all covered and all of this, but God had a plan and decided that He was going to make some changes. And of course, he set out then to do the job. And I'd like to start at the second chapter, if you'd like to read with me today as we go along, and maybe as we go from day to day with the Word of God, that you might enjoy the Word of God, and maybe we can get some more understanding of the Word of God together as we study. In the second chapter, it started off in this manner. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh from all of His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He had rested from all of His works which God created and made. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and the watered the whole face of the ground. So the Lord in His plans in the beginning, way back, had plans for the earth, no doubt, being an all-seeing God, a God that loved. And so He caused all of these things, as we said in the first chapter, as He brought it together, caused the waters to move and all of this. But He's created it and set it up now that man can live upon it. And the Lord God formed man of dust, of the dust, and of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now this man was made for the glory and for the pleasures of God, and this man was made in the form of God, and no doubt that God was pleased and honored and loved him because He made him for this purpose, that He might honor Him. And the Lord God planted a garden in the eastward in Eden, and there He put the man, whom He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good food for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the river, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good, there in Bedlam, and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hadiko, that is which goeth toward the east to Asera. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And so God has put man on earth to plan and fix a place for him to live eternally. No doubt his intentions was man would live and live forever and ever. But as we go along and as we read the Word of God, as we study together, we are going to find some things that was displeasure and displeasing to God. And we trust that we can see as we go study and as we go along the purpose of our salvation today, why that God had to make some changes, why that this life, because all the way through it seemed that these things has happened that is a displeasure to God. Now listen, how that God loved Adam and the care that he had for him, and the love that he had for him, as he goes along and explains this scripture, and it's pretty well self-explanatory. And the Lord said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto him, unto Adam, to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, every creature, living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet. So let's think on this just briefly. God had planned, and he seen how lonely that a man would be without a helpmeet. And as he formed the things of this world, the animals and all of them, and he loved Adam so greatly that he even allowed him to name them and let him look over them, but he could not find an helpmeet for him. He couldn't find any one or anything among these that was pleasing to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman, and brought her unto the man. Now God has seen that Adam had this helpmeet. It was God's purpose in this life that men and women, that men would have a helpmeet. God in his love and care knew that the love and the care that was needed, that men should exist and exist happy. And so at not wanting man to be lonely, not wanting man to go without someone to help him, he has taken now his rib from him and made him a wife or a woman. And Adam said, now listen, as Adam had named all the animals, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she is taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, this condition that they were so clean and blameless, innocent is the word that we might consider, so innocent that they never even realized that they were naked. So God is a clean and a pure, undefiled God. Many people today defile the ways of God. But this is God's intention all the way through, was that people, that God is a spirit. God is yonder in glory or in heaven on his throne. And he wanted men and women to be able to worship him And he placed them here, and all of this innocence, and all the cleanness. And I thought about this a lot of times. When they were here, and as they were made, as God made the man, he made him and formed him from the earth. Never a baby in the world. He started off a man in this life. And of course his wife, when he made her, she was made of his rib. And they were both adults. And adults in the beginning of life. So as you see, my friends today, God could have seen things different and caused things to have happened different from the way that they go today. But so as we read in our next program, and as we talk in our next program, we'll see many changes in God's plan and why and how that they failed. Now I'm going to have to close for this time, and we might say this to you if you'd like for us to pray for you. God is still healing. God is still giving the Holy Ghost. And if you'd like for us or our church to pray for you, just write Debbie L. Wooten, 1887 Carter's Grove Road, Taft, Tennessee. And we'd be glad to give your request to the church or call. If you're in Tennessee, the code is 205-828-4460. May God bless you until the next time. Hi, everyone, and praise the name of the Lord, and we're glad in our heart to be with you, and we hope that you're enjoying our programs as we go along. We're starting a little study of maybe the highlights of the Word of God, and in our last program we talked of Adam and Eve and how that God formed and made the world and fixed it so that he would have someone to praise him. And the goodness and the innocency that was that is in and was in man and woman at one time. But we're going to move on today in the third chapter of Genesis, if you'd like to read with us and study and talk about it a little bit. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made, and said unto the woman, Yea hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Now, my friends, let's, as we go along, study and talk just a little bit about this Word of God and really the intentions and the meaning of God. You see, there's always, right in the very beginning, the tempter has always been there to destroy our God, to try to cause people to rebel against God, that people would fail God in this life, and from the very beginning, as God made man, Satan set in to destroy that God had made. And thanks be to God today that you and I have an opportunity to serve God, serve him in the purity and the goodness of God. But here now, the woman that God had made and made for Adam, the first woman, the innocent person, I often speak, no doubt one of the most perfect women that's ever been born in the world. Why? Because in our day they're born as babies, innocent, and grow up. But this lady was made by the Lord and was a grown woman from the beginning and as innocent as a little babe in this life. Yet the tempter, the serpent, was there to beguile Eve and to cause her. Why did he do it? Because he realized according to the scripture and according to God's words. As we go on through the scriptures, we'll find that the Lord said that the woman was a weaker vessel. And also he realizes the power that she has over her husband. But let's read on and consider the word of God. And the woman, let's read it again. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now here comes the serpent to beguile her. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So you see, this is something that set in, something that went on from the beginning, that man or people in their minds are always trying to get a little bit ahead of the Lord, trying that we should not fool with, that don't belong to us. But this is a thing that the old serpent has set up, that people will be as God, that they'll know as God. And this is what he would like for you and I, what he'd like for people to do, is to follow after him and follow the leading that he would have of you and me. But thanks be to God, God has fixed it so that we don't have to live after Satan or the things that he would give us. But it seems as though here that Eve has decided or will decide to go along with him. But now listen as she reads. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now here's her temptation. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So, my friends, as we study and go on in this now, let's think about it. Here they were in the Garden of Eden, innocent, enjoying themselves, had every good fruit to eat of God. Yet they long seemed, or she did, through the being beguiled of Satan, that seemed that they wanted the things that they didn't need. This today is happening among people. This same spirit today is dealing and causing people to go look to these things that are good out here, things of this life, as we were made of this earth, and the things that our nature would want and cause us to want, reaching out after something that's not good for us, something that don't belong to us, something that we should leave alone. But this spirit that beguiled Eve, it's working among people today, causing folks to really try to change the Word of God, to change it around to suit them and to suit the way that they want to live. But bless your hearts, my friends, today it'll take a man and woman serving God down to earth, not listening to the serpent as she has, and now then they see where they're at and are ashamed because that they found themselves naked, found themselves at displeasure to God, and found themselves to where that they can't anymore serve God. Got themselves in a position to where that God is not pleased with them. Oh, my friends, today, let me warn you. Let you and I flee the wrath to come. Let you and I be ready when Jesus comes back. Don't let this spirit get hold of this tempting spirit that people today are listening to, as Eve did here. And men, let you and I be men. Our wives can have effect on us And I'd like to warn us that we must be men. God intended that way. And God put the man over the woman. Oh, I know that there's great things are going today and the great pleasures. But God didn't plan it this way. God planned for the man to be over the woman, the leader of the home. And unless you and I, men today, let's get hold of this. Let's get hold of God. And let God direct our thinking and follow after the Lord. The Lord never intended for the woman to lead the man, but God fixed it so that the man would be over the woman. So as we go along through these scriptures, dealing with these scriptures, the only way that I know how to speak is to speak that of God as God has wrote it. And God intended that man and woman live together. And of course, after this, and as we go on and more of our programs, we'll be taking up more and having more understanding of this Word of God. But today, as we go into this, and as we've read down to where, let's read it again. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. So remember this, every evil doing, every wrong that you do, it'll always bring knowledge of sorrow to you when you fail the Lord. When you fail to do what God has required of you, it'll always bring sorrow into your life. Our time is gone. And if you'd like, we'd like for you to write us, 1887 Carter's Grove Road. Let us know if you enjoy our programs, and if you have a prayer request you'd like for the church and myself to pray for you. We'd like for you to write in. 1887 Carter's Grove Road, Taft, Tennessee 38488, writing to W.L. Wooten. And may God bless you now as our prayer until the next time. Greetings, friends. It's nice to be back with you today. And may God's blessing be with you as we go through this program today and reading of the Word of God. And we're taking up right where we left off in our last program. And we hope that you are enjoying the Word of God. We're enjoying studying it with you. And as we go along and briefly bringing up thoughts as we find. In our last program, we had got down into Genesis, the third chapter, down to where that Adam and Eve had failed God and had realized and become of knowledge that they were naked and no clothes. And we're going to move on from that today in this program, and we hope that we might find more and more understanding of the Word of God. Moving on now unto the 8th verse. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees. Now let's consider this. Let's read it again and consider what happened here. Here is two innocent people that was pleasing to God. Everything was nice and pleasant to be with God. But now listen. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So right away, when they had a failure, when they had failed God, they hid themselves and ran from God. So, my friends, you can see what wrongs will get us into. Let's serve God. Let's stay with God in that that we know to do and be pleasing to God. Because one time you fail Him, it brings a fear into your heart. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself. He realized that he had failed God. He realized that he had committed wrong. He realized that the love of God, and no doubt knew that the eyes of the Lord would turn on him, realizing that he had failed God. But his answer was so frivolous. The answer that he gave him was so frivolous. Why? Because God made him, and God had made him with the intentions of the one to serve him. And the very beginning had no thought of making woman, had no beginning. He just made man that he might be there to take care of his garden that he had set up, caused to grow, and had this man there to trim and to do the things that a garden would need. And he said, "Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is that, this, that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." So you see, friends, today, this spirit is still in the land. And there's no doubt that Satan would tempt God as he tempted him when he went into the wilderness. If Satan would, how bold that he is, how that he would like to destroy the goodness of God. But what I also get from these scriptures, you and I must obey the word of God. I can see and think of the men of this land, if they would just give everything to God, let God have the guiding and the leading hand of them, how pleasant that would be in this life. Many problems of this, they talk about Watergate, and they talk about this politician and that one, how crooked they say some of them are. Well, bless your heart, if we line up to the Word of God, let the Word of God be in our lives. And of course, to you, my friends, the Word of God teaches you and me that we should pray for these men. But if they would listen and do as the Word of God teaches to do, there's many problems that we wouldn't have today simply because God would make a way. Oh, yes, I can remember as a young man, and that's been many years ago. I can remember when our country was a glorious country, a country that you hardly or seldom ever heard anything like you do today, mass killings, mass robberies, and all of this. Well, I can remember when I was a boy that we lived here in the city of Huntsville, lived right down in by hundreds and hundreds of people. We'd go to bed at night. Well, we never thought about locking a door. We never thought about pulling down a window and locking it. Why? Because all of this stuff that Satan had wasn't worrying people like it is today. But people today are going out after this spirit, are going out after this spirit of failure and being beguiled by this serpent. This is what I want to get before you. This is what I'm talking about today, that this spirit of Satan, this beguiling people, they don't look at how wrong maybe it is or how displeasure it is to God. They look at it more in this form, that I will enjoy this. Oh, how beautiful this is, and all of these things. But bless your heart, it's displeasing to God, and it's running our country into just damnable people failing God everywhere. And no doubt, as Adam and Eve, as they failed God many times, they're so ashamed of the way that they've done, yet tomorrow they go right back out and do the same thing. Let me warn you, my friends, heed my call today. God is coming back one of these days, and he's coming after a people that's looking for him, and a people that will serve him daily in their life, and dying daily to the things of this life. People that's enjoying the glory and the joys of the Lord more than the pleasures of the world. Oh, yes, I realize that that the pleasures of this world is great in the sight of people. Why? Because the people were made for this world. But you see, the pleasures of this world is not pleasing to God. There's too many things that's dirty and unclean. And let me warn you, take heed to me today as we go along. I hope that I can get to you through the Spirit of God. I hope that God will reach out and anoint you through and by these programs, that God would cause you to want to live a better life. If you're a Christian, if you're living for God, we thank God for you. If you're a person that's trying to serve God, but realize that you're failing, and failing God, we're proud of you, but we'd like to invite you that you would seek God. Seek Him for the Holy Ghost as it comes on the day of Pentecost. The Lord has made a way for you. But as we deal with these scriptures and study it, I want to continue with these spirits that are in the land, the ones that would destroy you and I if we had let them. But thanks be to God, He has made a way that man and woman can overcome. Now my time is gone for today, and we want you to tune in with us, and we'd be glad to come. You'd come and visit us in our church. We have singings every first Friday night, and our revival starts on the first Sunday in September, and we'd like you to come and be with us.